from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Iranian embassy appreciates President Prabowo's readiness to mediate. Indonesia strengthens mitigation to secure energy supply after Hormuz closure. And now the news in details. The Embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Jakarta expressed appreciation for the consistent support of the Indonesian government and the people of Iran amidst rising tensions following attacks by United States and Israel. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, 1st March 2026, the embassy welcomed the readiness of President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto to mediate the conflict. In its statement, the Iranian embassy in Jakarta also described the attacks that occurred on Saturday, 28th of February 2026, as a violation of Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and alleged that civilians' locations were targeted. The embassy further characterized the actions as part of a long-standing pattern of hostility against Iran spanning several decades. Indonesia, through state-owned oil company Pertamina, is taking urgent steps to protect Indonesia's energy supply following the closure of the Strait of Hormuz on February 28, 2026. Pertamina released an official statement related to that on Sunday, March 1, 2026. The closure happened after Iran's military, or IRGC, the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, blocked the sea lane due to attacks from the U.S. and Israel. This situation is significant because the Strait of Hormuz is a critical maritime route used for the global transport of oil. Pertamina is focusing on several key actions. First, the company is closely monitoring all workers and ships in the Middle East to ensure the safety of its crew. Next, Pertamina is actively seeking alternative oil supplies from other partner countries to reduce dependence on a single region. Finally, they are optimizing domestic refinery operations to help keep the national gas and power supply steady. These mitigation efforts or backup plans are meant to keep the national economy stable during the crisis. Indonesian Foreign Ministry stated that it continues to monitor security development in the Middle East and enhance coordination with Indonesian citizens in affected areas. This follows attacks carried out by the United States and Israel on Tehran, Iran on Saturday, February 28, 2026. In an official statement issued in Jakarta on Sunday, March 1, the ministry said the Directorate of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens, together with all Indonesian missions in the Middle East, has maintained intensive communication and coordination with Indonesians within their respective jurisdictions. Several flights at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali were affected by the closure of airspace in several countries. This follows the massive attacks launched by the United States and Israel on Iran. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The situation surrounding the United States and Israel attacks on Iran resulted in the cancellation of several flights at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, Bali, to several countries in the Middle East on Monday, March 2nd. Head of the Communication and Legal Division of Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, Gede Eka Sandi Asmadi, revealed that some flights were delayed and had their flight schedules adjusted.
We have five flights, yes. Whose departures were cancelled. There are two from Emirates to Dubai, two from Qatar to Doha, and one from Etihad to Abu Dhabi.
He confirmed that all passengers were handled in accordance with each airline's policies. He urged prospective air passengers to contact their airlines for updated flight schedule information.
We would like to inform you that airport management has prepared a help desk for airlines to provide updated information and assist passengers with cancelled flight or flight adjustments. Therefore, rerouting and refunds can be processed here. Of course, we are constantly updated with information from the airlines and from us at the airport.
Furthermore, he explained that PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia or Injune Airports, as the operator of I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali, has coordinated with AirNav Indonesia to ensure safety and anticipate security situations at the airport and Indonesia airspace. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Hajj and Umrah has ensured the protection and safety of Umrah pilgrims as well as the smooth preparation for the 2026 Hajj amid ongoing developments in the Middle East. Hasna has the details.
The Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, through its official social media account on Sunday, reaffirmed its commitment to prioritizing the safety and comfort of pilgrims amid the evolving situation affecting Saudi Arabia, particularly Mecca and Medina. Deputy Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Dhanil Ansar Simanjuntak, stated that the ministry continues to coordinate with the Indonesian Foreign Ministry to ensure the protection of pilgrims, both those currently in the Holy Land and those preparing to depart.
Terkait dengan dinamika yang
In response to the current developments in the Middle East that directly affect Saudi Arabia, particularly the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah continues to coordinate with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, especially regarding Indonesian Umrah pilgrims who are currently performing their worship in the Holy Land and those who are preparing to depart.
In his statement, he outlined several government policy measures, including advising prospective pilgrims scheduled to depart in the near future to temporarily postpone their travel until conditions become fully conducive. However, preparation of the 2026 Hajj or 1447 Hijri are confirmed to be proceeding as planned, with no significant impact from the current developments. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has reaffirmed its commitment to global stability amidst rising tensions in the Middle East and increasing oil prices. Former Vice President Yusuf Kalla in Jakarta on Sunday, 1st of March 2026, emphasized the importance of national preparedness in anticipating potential disruptions to global energy supply. He noted that strengthening energy resilience is essential to safeguarding Indonesia's economic stability. He also highlighted the strategic importance of the Strait of Hormuz in maintaining the global oil distribution, encouraged the government to take proactive measures to mitigate any possible economic impact. According to him, preparedness will demonstrate Indonesia's readiness in facing global uncertainty. Berita 7. One of the former Vice President of Indonesia during the Suharto's New Order era, Tri Sutrisno, passed away at the age of 90. Rama Sipki Pratama has the details.
Former Vice President of Indonesia, Tri Sutrisno, passed away on Monday, March 2nd at the age of 90 at the Army Central Hospital in Jakarta. Speaking to reporters on Monday morning, Tri Sutrisno's son, Taufik Dwi Cahyono, expressed gratitude for the prayers and condolences from all parties.
Kami atas nama keluarga pertama mengucapkan.
By the name of the family, we express our deepest gratitude for your presence, attention, and prayers. We ask that our father be forgiven for any mistakes.
Orang tua kami dimaafkan apabila ada kesalahan-kesalahan.
Taufik said that Tri Sutrisno will be laid to rest at the Kalibata Hero Cemetery in Jakarta on the same day. Taufik also shared that Tri Sutrisno, who had been active in the Pancasila Ideology Development Agency, or BPIP, once stated that he would continue to fight for the nation until the end of his life.
We know that our father always fought for legislative issues, was active in BPIP, and so on. He always said, "I will continue to fight until I die." God willing, that was fulfilled. Until before he fell ill, he remained very active.
Terpenuhi mas, sampai sebelum sakit beliau masih sangat aktif.
Tri Sutrisno was Indonesia's sixth vice president, serving alongside President Suharto in the sixth development cabinet during the New Order era from 1993 to 1998. He was also a military general, having served as the commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces from 1988 to 1993. Most recently, he served as deputy chair of the steering committee of the Pancasila Ideology Development Agency, a body tasked with safeguarding the values of Pancasila in Indonesia's national life. Ramasidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indras Mo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
si cakrawala di hatiku melihat dua indah bola mata di parasmu. Rona pipi berkata ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak temani malam, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih.
Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. To explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Rembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Rembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air, and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul kenyang. Masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi, meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku
ada lagi rasa antara aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bangsri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
country now and save the mother. Make a change forever. We can do it if we just try. Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray.
protect our children. Let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti.